Hi, my name is Alex Turner, Senior Program Manager on the .NET Compiler Platform, also known as Roslyn. I'm excited to show you what we've been building for the past few years, specifically support for live code analysis through diagnostic analyzers. Analyzers are extensions that you can add to Visual Studio 2015 that introduce custom errors and warnings that appear live as you're typing, as well as automatic fixes to let you clean them up. In this video, I'll first talk about what we mean by live code analyzers. I'll then show a demo of what analyzers in Visual Studio's new Lightbulb UI mean for today's code analysis rules. And finally, we'll take a look at the brand new Azure Code Analysis package built using this new support. So first, let's talk about live code analysis. We've had code analysis in Visual Studio for about 10 years now, and live analyzers are the next big step in its relevance to your everyday coding. With live analysis, you see warnings that surface in your editor the moment you introduce a bug. That means you don't have to wait anymore until you run your build to get code analysis. You get that result right away. And because this is now a supported extension point for Visual Studio, analyzer authors can give you custom guidance that's specific to the APIs you're using to help you learn the API and also to improve the code you write once you know it. One great example of a diagnostic analyzer is that Azure Code Analysis package. This analyzer gives you a set of rules that point out key code issues that could impact the scalability, the reliability, the security of your cloud applications. And because the analyzer is added to your project as a NuGet package, you can be sure it moves in and out of source control with the rest of your code. So everybody in your team sees the same warnings. All right, enough talk. Let's take a look at what all of this looks like inside Visual Studio. So here I am inside a simple console application, and I've got a public type, myEntity. Let's say I want this to implement iSerializable. Well, I would normally go just type iSerializable. But you see, I'm not seeing this inside IntelliSense. And that's because I don't have a using statement that would pull in the type iSerializable. And I get an error to that effect. So today in Visual Studio, when I see this, well, I would hit Control Dot and pull up the smart tag that would give me the add using fix here. And so when I hit Control Dot, you see what it pulls up now is this new Lightbulb UI that's in the margin. And it shows me the first fix, which is the one that I want, the one that's going to add this using. But it also shows me a preview of exactly what that's going to look like inside my file here. And so I'll hit Enter. It puts that in. And, you know, now I've said I implement the interface, but I've got to go ahead and implement it. And I've got to implement the methods in question. So I hit Control Dot again. It offers to implement the interface for me. Hit Enter. It puts it in. This is all the stuff you've seen before in Visual Studio. But what about the rest of the iSerializable contract? These are all the hard requirements, the things that iSerializable requires of you via its type signatures. But there's also soft requirements, things like having a serializable attribute. So let me pull that in here by adding a reference, in fact a NuGet package, to the C# fxcop package. And this is a package where we've already written about 30 or 40 rules, rules that you know from fxcop, but we've written them as live diagnostic analyzers. So if I pull this in here, comes in just like any other NuGet package would, except now, under the Analyzers node and References, I can see the rules that are going to be pulled in, both the C# specific rules and the generic rules that work across languages. And so now that I have this, I see I have a squiggle here on my entity. It says, add the serializable attribute, as this type implements iSerializable. And when I hit Control Dot, just like before, I get a fix. And this fix, though, is now domain specific. It's a fix that came in through an analyzer that tells me how to use the iSerializable type. And so I hit Enter to pull that in. And you see I get a new issue now, CA2229, that says, well, you have a serializable type. You've also got to have a serialization constructor, another thing you can't specify in an interface contract. And so I hit Enter, and that comes in as well. And so you see that I'm able to get this domain-specific guidance here, in this case, from fxcop rules, and it's able to come to me live in the editor. I didn't have to build. I didn't have to wait for code analysis to run. I get it right away as I'm typing. Now, let's take a look at what this looks like for Azure using the Azure Code Analysis Pack. So here I am inside a simple Azure app. You see I've got a site and a service that operates behind it. And let's say I want to actually ensure that I'm following Azure best practices. I'm new to Azure. I want to make sure I'm doing the right thing. So if I go down here into my service project, I can say Manage NuGet Packages like I did before, and go add here the Microsoft Code Analysis for Azure package. And this is going to install a set of rules that are tailored for helping me code correctly and follow best practices when I'm building an Azure app. You can see here it's pulled in about 12 rules. And what we have here is a hit for AP3001. So when I double click there, and I take a look at this squiggle, I see, all right, I should be avoiding setting shared access start time to the current time. Well, why is that? Seems like a reasonable thing to do. I'm doing blob storage here, and I want my blob to be available at this very moment. So if I hit Control Dot and I take a look now at the fix it's offering, it shows me the fix. And then when I hit this chevron, I see some more detail about what's going on with the fix. It says, well, you shouldn't set it to current time. If you want it to be available immediately, simply don't set the property. And if I want to learn more about why that's the case, why it's important to avoid clock skew across various servers, I can click to learn more information and read more about this info online on MSDN. All right, so now I understand this. I want to fix it. I hit Control Dot. It says, all right, avoid setting shared access start time. So I hit Enter, and I actually then remove it. And the warning goes away. I didn't have to build. I just got that quick Azure guidance right in my code, right as I was looking at it. So you can see how this is helpful for Azure, and you can imagine how this would be helpful for all sorts of other domains, for a wide range of various analyzers that you could get. This was a quick glimpse of how live analyzers in VS 2015 can improve the quality of the code you write and help you learn new APIs more quickly. If you're ready to learn more, check out the .NET Compiler Platform APIs, as well as the code analysis pack for Azure at the links to the left. Thanks for watching.